farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we continue to talk about plans to ramp up production of West Indian Sea Island cotton. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Kedisha Watkis. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
The next time you enjoy a sumptuous meal of fish, conch, lobster, shrimp, or other seafood, make sure you thank Mother Nature for our wetlands and our fishers for the work they do. Did you know wetlands like mangrove forests, marshlands, seagrass beds, rivers, and coral reefs are sanctuaries for young fish, protecting them from harm? Did you know wetlands are also valuable natural resources that provide a source of employment for many Jamaicans through the fishing industry? What can you do? Save our wetlands, save our fisheries, safeguard our future.
West Indian Sea Island cotton is one of the most expensive cottons and can help to increase the country's export earnings. The industry is capable of creating 15,000 new jobs and generating almost $1 billion in foreign exchange earnings. With the imminent revitalization of the West Indian Sea Island cotton industry in Jamaica, the acreage for the crop is expected to increase from the current 300 acres to approximately 800 acres at the end of the 2015 to 2016 harvest. To achieve this, the Jamaica Agricultural Development Foundation, JADF, is currently in dialogue with a local company for the production of 100 acres of cotton.
We're in discussion with Caribbean Broilers, who planted an experimental plot this year of about 2 acres, and they're now in the process of harvesting.
Chief Executive Officer of the JADF, Vitus Evans. The JADF is particularly interested in the mother farm concept, which the company presently practices with their chicken farmers. In this system, one large commercial farm is established along with numerous small farms. The mother farm develops the technological packages, serves as a demonstration for the small farms, and may provide working capital in the form of seedlings, fertilizers, and chemicals.
If that model were to be adopted, we could see CB directly involved in cultivating a certain acreage on its own farm to ensure critical mass, while supporting independent farmers to grow on contract. We believe this would be an ideal model, and such involvement by CB would be in keeping with the JDF's concept of identifying new crops and new technologies in agriculture, doing the developmental work, and have the private sector do the commercialization.
Chief Executive Officer of the JADF, Vitus Evans. And now for our proverb of the day. Ali getale egg, but him no foul. And this means, things are not always what they seem. Not because people do similar things, they shouldn't be judged solely on their similarities.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered, or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. You can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or checking out our Facebook page or by downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers and producer Andrewy James Sawyers, I'm Kedisha Watkis, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.